The Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers, or MAMLEO, is vowing that support for Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis will be an issue in this year's mayor's race. As WBUR's Dolores Handy reports, MAMLEO is criticizing Commissioner Davis, alleging that he's not committed to diversity.
For the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers, it all came to a head last Friday when the Boston Police Department announced the names of five officers being promoted to sergeant, all of them white, four men and one woman. 21 officers had tied for top score on the civil service exam, nine of them minorities. Larry Ellison is MAMLEO's president.
The commissioner will argue at times that civil service prohibits him from bypassing anyone. Well, all these folks had the same score. Everyone here was equal.
Later that day, after criticism and a public outcry, two more candidates who tied for top score were promoted, both men of color. Ellison says this is not the first time the commissioner has overlooked women and minorities. Ellison says it was an issue in the last civil service exam.
They were making another round of promotions. There were two sergeants of color and a female, at which time there were no female lieutenants in the Boston Police Department. People went to the commissioner and employed him for the lack of diversity that he should consider those two officers of color and the female. He promoted all the white males from that list and let the list die with those two officers of color and the female on it.
Ellison vows to make this an issue in the mayor's race.
To any candidate running for mayor in the city of Boston who has declared to Keith Davis as their commissioner, we will oppose you vigorously. Thank you.
Two candidates for mayor, both Boston City councilors, were in the hall yesterday at MAMLEO headquarters in Dorchester, but neither would say they want to remove Davis from office. Both said their concern is about diversity. Councilor Charles Yancey.
How can we have a city of Boston that's 53% people of color and not have one person of color heading up any of the 11 police districts in the city of Boston?
Councilor Mike Ross, who chairs the City Council's Public Safety Committee, says there are not enough women and people of color on the force, and there aren't enough in positions of leadership.
If you have a police department that at its core relies on the trust of a community, and that police department doesn't reflect the community that it serves, by definition, it's going to struggle to have the types of relationships it needs to effectively do its job.
Michael Curry, president of the Boston branch of the NAACP, has sent a letter to the commissioner asking for actions and timelines for improving diversity.
We don't have that seat at the leadership table within the Boston Police Department. When it comes to policies, use of force and so forth, we need officers of color at the table to make sure that they work for our communities. That's why it matters.
Commissioner Davis and the police department did not respond to several requests for comment on this story. Curry notes that the National NAACP office has asked about his branch's relationship with Commissioner Davis. They've been asked to weigh in now that Davis has been catapulted into the spotlight as a result of how he handled the Marathon bombings. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.